to celebrate this morning. We have so much to celebrate. And we can celebrate that we are part of God's family. And I just want to read from Ephesians. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. Amen. So we're here to celebrate being adopted into the Father's family. So we're going to start with, Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. To sing, here is love vast as the ocean, and the last part of that, of thy fullness thou art pouring thy great love and power on me, without measure, full and boundless, drawing out my heart to thee. So Lord, thank you that we can come together as your family this morning to celebrate who you are and who we are because of you, Jesus. So thank you for this wonderful time of praising you and hearing your word. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Here is love as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of life, our ransom, shed for
Song.
Right, we come to prayer. We're looking at our behavior, and we're going to be honest with our Lord in our prayer as we pray now. So let us pray. Lord, forgive us when we disappoint you. We are truly sorry, and we come to you for renewal. And using the word of the psalmist, do not cast us from your presence, but create in us a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Lord, restore to us the joy of your salvation, and grant us a willing spirit to sustain us. We thank you, Lord, for your patience and for your caring nature. Help us, Lord, to follow your example by caring for others in need of help. May we show our love to all without any restriction. May we seek to be Christ to all people. To do this, Lord, we need to be empty of self and full of the Spirit. So will you equip and empower us so that we may be your faithful servants. We pray today for each other. We pray for our family and friends. And especially today, we pray for Jean and Stuart. We pray for David, now on chemo. We pray for April, and we pray, Lord, that things will happen for her. We pray for Terry. We pray, Lord, that he will receive the help that he needs. Now he has been told of some cancer. We pray for John and Margaret. Be with them, Lord. They can't leave their home on their own, but be their companion, we pray. And then, Lord, there's a lady that just a few of us might know. She lives in London. Her name is Karen. And she rang me to say that her brother, who she loves very deeply, has suddenly died. And she asked me if we would pray for the family and on Sunday. I know that she knows we had a service, but I didn't know that she would value prayer. But we thank you, Lord, for Karen. We pray for Kevin's family bearing their loss. And we also pray, Lord, for Laura and Jake and Kelly. Lord, you know the situation. Jake is the size of a young child, but he's 18 now. And we ask that you would help Laura as she seeks to care for him day by day. Lord, we love you. And we thank you that you love us. We thank you, Lord, for the value of prayer. And we pray, Lord, that we might, as we pray for others, that we might reach out so that they will know you and have a personal relationship with you. So, Lord, bless all who we think and pray for today. And may you, Lord, be glorified above all other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So as we're looking at how do we behave to others, the Lord made it clear in the scriptures how that should be. So we're going to sing, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you." And then we'll go straight into, "Let there be love shared among us."
A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you love one another as I have loved you. My lips shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you have loved one for another, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you have loved one for another, new commandments I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you love one another as I have loved you. My lips shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you
Thank you.
Today's reading is Psalm 41. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to desire of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sickbed and restore him from his bed of illness. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Whenever one comes to see me, he speaks falsely, while his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spreads it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst of me, saying, the vile disease has beset him. He will never get up from the place where he lies. Even my close friend, whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his head against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Raise me up, that I may repay thee. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. In my integrity you uphold me, and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen.
So we're going to sing, guard us, guide us, lead us. We need the Lord's guidance in all that we do. And the verse, how will they know who we are if our love is always hidden? Come join these frail hearts of ours. Bring joy and peace among your children.
God has guided us, lead us into the deeper things of you. There is no other like you who can show us.
Thank you.
there's so much we need to know. Creation is groaning for the sons to be revealed. God is guiding us, lead us into the deeper things of you. There is no other like you who can show us the way.
Can I remind you of the invitation to Friday? You'll be able to let your hair down. We sit up here, we dance down there. And I'm going to sit up here some of the time and watch you all dance. So, it's not Christian music, it's the good old music from the, what, 50s, 60s, 70s? 60s
to
90s. 60s to 90s, right.
Yeah, and my favourite that he does is Living on a Prayer. He usually finishes with it because it takes a lot out of his voice, so he has to do it last. But it's a good one to finish on.
So does that mean we're rocking and rolling?
Or joking.
Right, so now. First verse of Psalm 41. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. How do we, as believers, really believe? How do we behave? And this is the important one. Oh, you say, yeah, we believe. But how do we behave? There are four very short points for you this morning. The first one, coming from verses 1 to 4, is integrity. In other words, how do we treat other people? It says in Scripture, blessed are those who have regard for the weak. And we've said it already. We've read it already. Do we have regard for the weak? Do we look after people that may be in need, but we don't really know, or don't really like? How do we behave? Do we have integrity? Do we realize that there are many, many people who need company, who need compassion, who have various needs that they cannot themselves meet? You know, my friends, it's not always, oh, we'll do this for our brother, for our sister, for our uncle, for our aunt, or whatever it is. You know, we need to be God's servants out there in the world. And you know, as we really try to meet with people who need compassion, as we meet with people who have various needs they can't fulfill, my friends, there is an opportunity not only to help them, that's essential, yes, but there is a chance that we can share with them God's love, that they might come and know the Lord as their friend and as their Savior. So, friends, do you know, it's hard. I remember the, I think it was in an Anglican church where the congregation had all gathered, and in comes this man looking dirty, funny clothes. And he sat in one row, and nobody else sat anywhere near him. And in the end, he got up and he said, "I am your vicar." They hadn't recognized him. He did it on purpose to show people how biased we can be. We need to show love to all people. Verses 5 to 9, yeah, first, let's have integrity, but secondly, it's betrayal. And on this one, I want to say, how do others treat us? How do other people treat us? Well, I can imagine one person here saying, "Oh, that bloke was terrible. I'm not going to put up with him again." But how do we treat others? How do we treat our enemies? How do we treat those who slander us, who accuse us of wrongdoing that's not true? And you see what the psalmist said. "Even my close friend has turned against me." How do we feel when people betray us? How do we then act? You know, we need to show love. We need to do our best with God's help to undo anything that we found in the behavior of other people. Yeah, it could even be a close friend, the psalmist says. But you know, when we are betrayed, perhaps we want to look at the work of Jesus. He was betrayed. He was betrayed for us. And we have welcomed that betrayal in one sense, because we are glad that he suffered and died for us on the cross. So when we remember what Jesus did for us, may we just remember that if other people let us down, we need to be God to them. We need to show love to them, however desperate it seems. And then number 3, verses 10 to 12. This is mercy. God is merciful. So then, how does God treat us with mercy? Oh yes, wonderful. He's a merciful God. He's a loving God. He forgives us and forgives us again and again. Yes, but there is lots more. There is much more. The Lord gives us victory over those who mistreat us. Yes, he gives us the victory. As his sons and daughters, we inherit all that God has promised. So, we need to accept God's mercy. We need to accept his forgiveness. But much more than that, we need to realize that God treats us with a love that we can never equal anywhere else. And as sons and daughters of God, we inherit, as I've said, all that God has promised. So integrity, betrayal, mercy, and the last one, verse 13, is glory. We just said, how does God treat us? Well, here comes the very important question. How do we treat God? Yeah. How do we treat him? Let us be truthful. Do we disappoint him in many ways? Are we not faithful? Do we disobey his word? Do we ignore the Spirit's leading? Do we waste time in the way that we serve the Lord and other people? Can I go through them again? Do we disappoint the Lord in many ways? Are we not faithful to him? Do we disobey his word? Do we ignore the Spirit's leading? And friends, how do we use our time? Do we waste time in the way that we serve the Lord and in the way that we serve other people? Do we consider, here's a challenge, do we consider ourselves before the needs of others? Oh, that's terrible if we do. We need to praise him, praise our God. We need to give him and him alone the glory. He deserves that we do this, that we give him the glory, that we are truly thankful for who he is and for the wonderful way that he loves us. But yeah, do we really treat him as he is God, one God, Father, Son, and Spirit? Do we really treat him as Lord of our lives? Oh, how we need to do it. And by doing it, we become his faithful servants. We become his sons and daughters. And we inherit all that he's promised. Oh, my friends, it's good at times to have a kind of look back at our lives, to look how we have behaved. What does God think of our behavior? Is he really important in our lives? He should be the all in all. He is great. He is wonderful. And yes, we can come together. We can sing praise God. We can pray and offer him our lives. But are we being truthful? Or are there things in our life that need changing? Sometimes confession is a good thing. When I look at the way in some churches they have confession, it worries me a bit. But you know, true confession between the individual and the Lord is what is desired. And sometimes we may need also to include other believers joining with us as we tell God that we are sorry for our behavior. Oh yes, I know. We do our best. Is our best good enough? Is it? I wonder. I wonder what God really thinks about us. But you know, on the happy side, I can tell you this. Whatever we've done, whatever we do, God will forgive us. But much more than that, he loves us as his true sons and daughters. And so we certainly need to be his faithful servants. we certainly need to give him and him alone the glory. Amen. Now is one that means an awful lot to the other Bruce.
Yes.
He was so pleased we're having it.
It is indeed a beautiful song, and just carrying on from what Bruce was saying, I was looking at verse 4, "Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be, let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee, change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love and praise." Can't wait. And then we'll follow that with Jesus put this song into our hearts, which of course talks about us living in harmony and as a family, and it talks about dancing. Yes, yes, just to warn you, it does get faster and faster, very fast at the end. Yeah.
Thy humble dwelling, O my.
before we sing the last one. It was great what happened for the Macmillan, that's it. And I'd like to record our thanks to the other Bruce for all of his hard work. It was a good time. We met people. There's a lady sitting up here, all in white, and she said, "Hello," as I came in. Later in the time, I said to, excuse me, I said, "Obviously you know me, but I can't recall you." She said, "No, you don't know me." She said, "I don't know, I didn't know you." She said, "I just wanted to be happy and welcome you." What a lesson, eh? What a lesson. Oh, she and her husband, and they were happy, and they showed that happiness in what took place. But nevertheless, truly thank you, Bruce, for all your tremendous work and for the way that the pub allowed us to have that. The other one is on Friday. Jilly, can you just explain about the dinner and so on? People do not have to have the dinner, do they?
No. So what we're doing with Kelsey, we're booking a number of seats, but I will say to him that some just might be having a drink, but most will be eating. So we're going to meet up here at 6:30 for those who can make it then, so that the bulk of us are together for the meal, because it's good to fellowship and eat together, isn't it? And then John will start the singing down there at 8 o'clock, and that's until 11. But feel free to come and go as you please. We just want to celebrate these wonderful people, Rita and Richard. Everybody's hiding, and it's just going to be a great time for us to be together, fellowshipping as well. So, and so we just go up as normal to the till, and we'd love to treat you all, but we can't. So, if when you're ready to eat, you go up to the till and order and pay for your food, and then come back. And so we won't quite manage to eat all together, but we'll try as many as we can. John, who's coming to sing, Rita and Richard and I are very much witnessing to him, have been for a couple of years. And we just pray that he'll see something this weekend, and see. He has written some songs. When the first time I met him, spoke to him, I said, I guess you're a Christian then. And he said he wasn't. Anyway, so that's what started the conversation. But he has recorded "O Lord, Thy God, and I an awesome wonder." Be great if he could sing that Friday night. We'll see. So do pray for John and his partner, Kasia, that they would know Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Over to the last song.
Jesus
took this song into our hearts. Song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song Jesus taught us how to be a family, loving one another with the love that he gives. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Jesus turned our sorrow into dancing. Jesus turned our sorrow into
all